Hi, everyone. This is Jenna Schneider with the She Leads Her Life podcast. Thanks so much for being here today. I wanted to hop on and do a really short podcast because of a coaching session that I had with a client today. And the takeaway that she had from this session, I think, would be so applicable to so many people out there. And it really comes down to how you are spending your time and energy and how you're depleting your energy sources or how you're filling up your energy sources. And what we really talked about in our session today came down to, if you are saying yes to working a 14-hour workday, what are you saying no to then? If you are saying yes to volunteering at your child's school 5 days a week, what are you saying no to? If you are saying yes to hitting the snooze button instead of doing your workout, what are you saying yes to and what are you saying no to? I really believe if you can reframe the choices that you make, it will help you prioritize where you want to be spending your time. I understand that a lot of choices we make may be out of our control and that we shouldn't spend too much time ruminating on the choices that we don't have. But really to focus on the choices and what you do have control over. And then taking time to even break that down even more and focusing on, if I make the decision to run 3 miles at 6 a.m., then what are you saying no to? And that might be sleep. And then it's weighing which one outweighs the other one. I hope this tidbit of advice is helpful. If you are looking at your calendar, or if you're looking even at your day-to-day schedule, I encourage you just to take the time to look at where you are spending your time. And if you are saying yes to something, what are you saying no to? And no to something may not necessarily be a negative thing. If you are really passionate about volunteering in your child's classroom 5 days a week, and then you're saying no to working a full-time job, that's not a negative thing, but you are recognizing the intentional choice you are making. If you are saying yes to going out 4 nights a week to, an outing with friends and you have kids at home, you are saying no to spending time with them. And then looking at that and realizing, is that where you want your priority to be? I find taking time just to reflect on where we are spending our time and intentionality really can help us realize what we need to prioritize and also ease a little bit of anxiety. And learning that saying no to something can also mean that you're saying yes to something else. That saying no is not a negative thing all the time. That really, in return, because you said no to one thing, it has created more space and allows more energy for you to say yes to another item. I wasn't planning on sharing this today, but I thought it would resonate with some of you and thought it might be helpful. So as you go about your week, take some time to think about what you are saying yes to and what you are saying no to and how that is creating space in your day-to-day life. You can find more at jennaschneidercoaching.com. And I hope all of you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.